All right, we're going live. 3, 2. We are live and we are back. It's Sunday night, people. We're back in the house this week. We have got the Verso crew in the house. So we're going to be finding out all about what's happened, what's happening, and what's going to happen with Verso. We'll get the truth. The truth will finally be unveiled. Now, on top of that, Jamie's got a little bit of news. But because this is a big story, it's something we want to get into. There's a lot of waffle going to be happening. There's a lot of story to be told. We're not going to be the same sort of format as we usually are. We're going to get straight into it after a little bit of news. Jamie, what are we doing first? We're going to go straight into the news. We've got to do our reads. Come on, mate.
Without graphics, we're nothing, are we? Right, hang on. I need to get my graphics out since we've got no full screen. Hang on. Got to do it old school style. Wait there, everyone. Sorry, audio viewers. Right then. If you are in the market for some testers, then if you want to measure volts, current, energy login, monitor things, analyze stuff, Chevron Arnoux, whose logo's there, look, are the people to go to. Yeah, they do all sorts of testers. Voltage testers. I put a video out for them this week on low reading ohmmeters, but they do the PEL is the flagship. Oh, very nice. If you want to measure some, analyze some data in that. Sorry, this is a bad read, Chevron. My promise to you is give them a bash. You'll get the same service I get, and I guarantee they'll do what you'll do. So that's Chevron Arnoux, who luckily gave me this sign, because without the full screen, this is what we have to do.
Excellent.
Right, I'll just set something on fire so you can do your read. Hang on.
So, as ever, we do our public service announcement on my side now, because all the other things are up in the air.
Hang on. Aren't we on sketchy ground doing this read on this show?
Legally. No, it's not a read. It's a public service announcement. So, as ever, we like to put our electricians first who listen to our podcast. So, our public service announcement is about Haga and the fact that their AFDDs have been on a sticky wicket. And as such, I asked the man who wrote the book on AFDDs, who works for Haga, about the chatter around the AFDDs. And he told me, I asked him very nicely, what would you say to electricians to restore their faith in your product? And he said, don't buy them. So that is my public service announcement. Don't buy them. So, without further ado, let's crack on with the show. It's an exciting one. This might be the most asked question we've had. It's what's happened to Verso.
What we've done is we've got on the people you should be asking, not us.
Exactly.
They can start messaging me now. Cheers.
I know, right? But before we get into that, Jamie, I know you're dying to do this little bit of news, Christ's sake.
That's not. I'm always dying to do this because I take my news very seriously, right? So what I'm going to do is, anyone on audio, you're winning this week because it's as bad for you as it is for everyone else. So there's a new podcast on the scene. It's called Out of Focus on the iPhone. It's called the Renewables Podcast.
Yes.
Now, I did say some weeks on this show, we're called the Electricians Podcast. And some weeks we do that much EV and battery news, so we should be called the Renewables Podcast. Anyway, some shyster called Mark Allison has obviously overheard that. And he's done a podcast called the Renewables Podcast. Apparently, it's worth listening to. I don't know. I don't listen to people that steal my ideas, but it's out there doing its thing. It's got Mark on it, friend of the show, former friend of the show for Nick My Idea, and Sam from Oval on it, also former friend of the show for Nick The Idea. So, yeah, go and give it a listen. And if you want to know about renewables, then we can stop talking about it. Will can't do a thing with that. It's camera following him for audio viewers.
By the way, Mark, you're welcome.
I was going to say that, you dick. I literally said to him before I come here, I'm going to say you're welcome like you do, and then you've nicked it. So that's the first bit of news. Second bit of news is, this week there was a hot topic in the electrical industry from some, is it QVC, what they're called? No, what they're called, not QVC.
Why you got to do this, man?
E-Fix, that was it. They were having a little dig at me personally, I think, about my outdoor fuse border thing, and I have set the standard, every single piece of metal outside your house that you might fit as an electrician will be earthed and on a final circuit collected through an RCBO, which will protect the lives of the people that touch that, If anyone out there is as willing as I am, which I put on my YouTube this week, yeah, to go and lick metalwork outside their ass. I've licked my outdoor lights. I've licked my battery. I've licked my solar inverter. I'm willing to lick any metalwork outside my ass, yeah? And I'm just sat here waiting for all you EV outdoor fuse board lovers and installers to send me a video of you licking an outdoor fuse board that's directly connected to your 100 amp main head with your tongue while it's under load. I've been waiting since Tuesday. Who knows when I'll get a picture, but yeah, the challenge is out there. Lick an outdoor fuse board and let me know. That's the end of the news.
Why do we have to, why do I put myself through this nonsense?
And in Jamie's defense, I am 100% in agreement about consuming it outside.
There was a lot of talk.
That's why we never did one.
There's a lot of bag about there's loads of metalwork outside. There is, but it's all RCD protected. It's not a distribution circuit, it's a final circuit. If you aren't willing to lick your work as an electrician, that's better than a test result, yeah? Test sheet. You're not willing to lick what you put outside as a final circuit. Don't be an electrician, yeah? You're just some slapdash shyster.
My big thing still with RCBOs or any RCD outside or MCB outside is the thermal impact on that. It's massive. It's absolutely massive.
Ditch all that. I know what you said it for you, but just ditch it all. But the fact is, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put my card to the table, yeah? The IET are not going to ban outdoor fuse boards, but they are going to mandate that before they exist outside, they are fed from an RCBO. That is what is going to happen. I will put a grand on it with anyone that wants it. Yeah? In the next 2 years, they're going to mandate that any outdoor fuse board is upstream protected by an RCD. Some of you people out there on your QVCs and you fucking pay to slag me off channels, yeah? Need to put your money where your mouth is. I've got a bag of sand on it. I'm waiting for you to come and lick a board and get your money out. Put your money where your mouth is, yeah? Thank you very much. I could lose the news tonight.
What did I say to you when I phoned you before the show? I phoned you before the show. This is a professional one.
Oh, so
I'm doing this.
You said I asked a bit with a phone call. Anyway, just a challenge. I just want to improve standards of the industry. I don't want to see dead kids on driveways. He said that's a genuine thing. Yeah, I don't see that happening. That's what's going to happen. Right, so that's where I'm at. I'm protecting the proper Sparkies because this is the show by Sparkies, not these pair, but me and Sam. Yeah, this is the show for Sparkies by Sparkies, protecting Sparkies. So yeah,
right. I'm just going to say shut up now. Because, like, in a minute, you're going to say something even more extreme and it's going to get us cancelled.
Bet you should send me a T-shirt now, don't you?
Yeah. Right. Blowing my mind. Right. William. Junie. What are we saying, big boys?
How's it going, Sam? You all right?
Very well. Now, I would say... what's happened to Verso? Verso's dead. What about Verso? It's been the number one question, obviously, because we have supported you guys. Well, we've been in partnership with you guys for over a year now. So we're sort of the face of it for our listeners. We just want... What's been happening? Tell us. Start from the beginning. Let's go. William,
we're trying to avoid silence in this podcast, chaps. Come on,
it's more like where do you start, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, it's been a ride. What was the word I used? Is it tumultuous?
What? Tumultuous. Yes, very good.
Hang on, what's that worth in Scrabble? Hang on, I'll check that.
I have no idea, but I've been dyslexic for 36 years now, so I can't spell it.
So when we started, you guys were. You were burgeoning when we started our partnership. You were burgeoning. You'd been around for a while. You're starting to really make some inroads with good quality gear. You're starting to rise through the crop as having good quality gear. The fuse boards were made well thought out, and your stuff. Well, certainly your AFDD single modules do trip. So that's a
David
win.
David Savory approved, I believe.
Very much so. David Savory approved. So what happened 3 months ago?
3 months? Yeah, must be in close.
Yeah, it is about that.
So what kicked it all off is I quit my job. So go on.
That's not necessarily what started it, but you quit your job. Why did you quit your job?
For a multitude of reasons in the end. So Verso was distributed by a company called PremSpec, where I worked for 11 years. It's a company I started with someone else's money. So they wanted to create an import company, and that's what I built them. And for the first five, I think we talked about it on the first ever podcast song with you guys, first 4 or 5 years, that's what we did. We imported off-the-shelf product, rebadged it PremSpec, and tried to sell it into the wholesale market, and it was the same old as everything else. And then during that course of that, building that business, so back in 2016, Jay, fact check me as I go along, but 2016, I was made MD in 2016. Yeah, so 2016, I became managing director of the PremSpec Group under the promise of a management buyout, which is, for those who are not quite sure, it's basically where the management are able to buy out the ownership through the profits of the company. So that's basically the idea. So I took hold of the reins of the company to grow it and then eventually be able to buy it back off the ownership. That was the agreement. Along the road then, I realized that this infrastructure way of doing it, just importing things, rebadging things, everything else, is just, it's got a glass ceiling that unless you throw multitudes of millions at it, and you've always got to be cheaper, the product's usually naff. And it just wasn't what I was about, but that's what the company wanted. So in that time then, I, off my own back, develop what you guys now know as the Verso board. So I developed the trademark and in conjunction with the factory, developed the design for the board. The factory designed the devices, which you'll be happy to know. I didn't have anything to do with that stuff. That's probably why the AFTD trip. I built that Verso product for them, which they then patented. Then on behalf of PremSpec, I pitched that we would be the best vehicle to distribute that for them in the UK and grow that business for them in the UK. So that's what we did. And then that's when you guys got to know who we were. We brought a brand into the UK and we sold that brand through wholesalers up and down the country successfully for just over 3 years.
So essentially, just breaking it down, because I'm not as sharp as some people, PremSpec, company owned, they do other stuff, and you joined them. You had this idea.
No. I was already there. So when I started PremSpec, there was no product. There wasn't even a sign on the, okay, there wasn't even a door.
So you decided, right, we're going to start
from a laptop. Yeah,
going to start fuse boards, circuit protection, sockets, switches, spurs, all that sort of stuff, and we're going to import it. But I want to do it differently. I want to be able to build it from the ground up, and then get it in and hopefully buy it out and have my own company in the future. So you did this with this guy and this company, and that, I take it, didn't work out exactly how you intended.
No, it did not. So none of it was in writing. You know, everything was on a handshake. Everything was an agreement. I brought Jay into the business in 2019. So I knew I needed help taking it on to the next level. And me and Jay have known each other the best part of 20 years. It's not the first time we went into a business venture together. We started our own clothing company when we were at uni. There's no one I trust more, really. So it's like, yeah, I need you involved. He came in. The promise I made him was, you know, when this MBO kicks in, I'll put you on the ticket and you'll also have shares and make you a director. And you know, we went at it. As you know, based on that promise of just treat it like it's yours and it will be, sort of thing.
Right. What was your background before this, then? Like, where do you hail from? What is your background?
Yeah, simply put, finance. So before I started at the PremSpec Group, I was working at BAE Systems.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. So I was working as a financial accountant at BAE Systems. So I was doing that for, I think, just under 3 years. And then, similar to what Will was saying, so he gives me a call one day and just says, look, looking at bringing you on board, this is the plan, this is the long-term goal. Are you happy to accept it? And at the time, I was like, right, okay, because in terms of where I was, don't get me wrong.
Mate, tell the truth. The answer you gave me was flat out, no, I'm not interested. Not even close. It was absolutely not. It was only because at my wedding, his mum at my wedding, I went over to his mum's table. I listen, I need you to have a word with Jay for me. I really need his help. So his mum put the screws on, and that's why he came, because the money was terrible.
Yeah.
What BAE site was you at out of interest?
Glascoid.
Oh, that's not too bad. I thought I was going to say Barrow, which no one likes. So you, you'd leave Barrow for 50p and a curly whirler, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I like curly whirlies.
Right. Say that again, Sam.
I said I like curly whirlies. It's just me being fat. Sorry, mate. So
right, anyway, so my mum speaks to me then. So I'll tell the truth. Then mum speaks to me, sells me the dream as well, and I'm like, right, okay, that's fine. I think it was a bit fate as well, because at the same time where I was, my role had kind of become stagnant. There was no chance of really moving up at the time for at least another 12 to 18 months. And then although the pay that Will was offering wasn't the greatest, it was a bit more than what I was on at the time. Plus I knew Will because I'd known him for, by that time, at least 10 years. So I was like, all right, I'll take the punt. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, I can always look at somewhere else. So yeah, so that's the long story short of how it happened.
So, right, Will, tell us why you fell out. And so you've got, you're MD of this company, you've fallen out, you're quitting your job. What's the story around that?
2021, so about the same sort of time we launched, or we took first delivery of the boards. The company was pulled into a legal situation.
Which we're not going to get into, but...
Nah.
It's a rough situation that didn't necessarily it wasn't a personal attack on you, but it was a personal attack on you because you had to foot the blame, being that you are the MD of the company.
Can I just to explain to some people in the chat as well, like most people in this chat are going to be Sparkies that work for someone, Sparkies have got their own business, maybe Sparkies have got their own limited company, yeah? One of the first things I was always told when I went on my own was, don't get into a partnership. So if there's two of you, it complicates things, right? And I'm not on about the versus the one, right? Just spark in the chat, yeah? If there's two of you, you've got 50-50 each, there's always going to be a little argument, yeah?
Yeah.
But what's Will's in here, which some people might understand that this kind of structure of businesses, there's all these ins and outs and things going off, and it's a much more complicated situation than even a partnership. There's a lot more odds and sods going off, so it's very convoluted coming across me that way, but that's how things work when you want to make product. You've got to have lots of people doing lots of things, I'm guessing, and they all...
Yeah, and the biggest thing you need, obviously, is money, which at 25, or I think I was 25 when I started Premspec, I obviously wasn't, I just left Edmondson's as a rep, so I wasn't exactly swimming in cash. In fact, the reason I started from Starbucks is because at the time I couldn't afford Wi-Fi in the house, and obviously it's free at Starbucks, so that's genuine, right? So that's the situation I was in when I got involved in that situation, right? This geezer has got multiple companies, he's been very successful over his career, you know, and he has a way of doing things. He's a lot older than me, and it's what it is. But what I didn't realize when I became managing director of the company, because I was the sole director of the company as well, is that makes me legally responsible for all actions of the company, even if I'm not making those decisions and I don't own the company.
In much the same way that if you're a director or a sole trader, you buy an accountant who does all your accounting for you, but when something goes wrong, it's you that's going to get done in 100%. It, not the accountant. Even though you're putting all your trust in that person, it's you that takes the whack. So that's the kind of blame, not the blame, but that's the kind of legal
That's it. And you really need to understand the level. And again, when you're talking in the realms of, and your turnover is in the realms of millions, okay, but your infrastructure and is nowhere near that, right? That's probably fair to say, isn't it, Juice? The infrastructure at a Premspec, considering the turnover we do, it was absolutely laughable. And you know, there was no legal support. We didn't have departments. I was the HR department, the marketing department, the sales department, the freaking everything, right? So and you, then anything I couldn't do, Jay was.
You didn't have a legal department, did you?
No.
See, I don't think Hager have got one either, the way some they keep letting some get away with that read, but we're about to find out, I suspect.
But, like, yeah, so there was nothing like that. There's nothing like that. That it wasn't funded. It wasn't supported centrally, anything like that, right? So all the payments, all the accounts, everything else was done centrally. So we didn't have control any of that locally. You know, hindsight's 2020, isn't it? You know, yeah. At the time, I'm 25, 26, 27, I'm director, I'm doing this, I'm growing this thing, I'm working my ass off, I'm seeing incremental growth in my income. So it's like, well, okay, do you know what? And at 25, 26, 27, 28, you can look 10 years down the line and think, I can build something, it's fine, right? Mm. And at this point, I've got no reason not to trust anyone in the situation. Everything that has been promised has happened, everything that's said has happened. So like, cool, everyone's going at me like, you should get this in writing. I try. Gets rebuffed, but okay, well, I don't want to push it. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to ruin a good thing.
I'm guessing if the product's shifting, which it was, you sort of you can accommodate for the financials, the people that you pay and all that. You can, if you do a lot of graft in the evening, you can make all that work, can't you? But you're shifting the product so you can keep you can and, sort
and
that.
But this is the thing. So the payoff is me and Jay are working on salaries that are unbelievably lower than both the hours and the skill set that we're providing. So if we went to work for someone else, okay, you know, in comparison, we're drastically underpaid. But because we're doing it on the proviso that there's an MBO going to happen and it's our own business. Now, I'll be honest, we would probably still be there grafting like idiots on this promise if this situation hadn't come down the way it did. So that this come down, like I say, it must have been about a week or so before these boards are landed, Jay.
Yeah, because the boards landed what, the end of the third week in Jan?
So yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, and this literally was just after we come back. So after we come back after Christmas break, I had this email come through from this company solicitor, and I was just like, shit, what is this? And you know, they're massive. And it's just like, the fuck have we got involved in it and how? So then anyway, there's obviously some words had between me and the ownership. Some promises made on his behalf that, you know, should it escalate to a particular point, don't worry, got it, sort it out. Yeah, cool. Well, 3 years later, coming up to Christmas, there were certain conversations that he and I had. And his approach was absolutely terrifying, to the point where I was like, if I'm not careful here, because he has control of the entire situation, right? The entire situation. If I'm not careful here, based on what he's going to do, the charges are insane and they are well in their rights to come after me for them. If, you know, certain information starts changing and this, that, and the other, fuck this.
So moving it forwards, essentially, you had no choice but to move away from that situation. So let's talk about what happened. Maybe, what is it now? 3 months ago, the ball's dropped. Everything's that's happened, that's left a bit of taste in your mouth, has happened. Mm-hmm. You two are sitting there. What happened to Verso?
Nothing. It's the truth, initially. So, like I say, it all happened very quickly, right? So... I had something else happen and come down the pipeline. I spoke to my solicitor and she was just like, you've got to get out of there. You've got to get out of there now. For you and your family, get out of there now. So that was on the Tuesday. I drove up there on the Thursday.
So just to point this up with people. So that's effective because you're the MD or you're the person who's responsible. And whilst you remain in that position, you're in the firing line. But obviously, when you leave that position, someone has to replace you at the company and they become the part of that, don't they?
But
is that
right? Yes, there is, but there's an extra caveat to that. So you can't just, your responsibility of anything that's happened whilst you've been MD doesn't leave once you go. I leave it here and it's not my problem anymore. So what actually had to happen is I left the other company involved in that. Someone had passed their MD my number, who had called me, because luckily, well, over the last 10, 11 years, I've actually built myself a fairly good reputation in the industry with both electricians, wholesalers, and even my competitors, which surprised me. I didn't think any of them liked me. But and fair play, he gave me a call. No, that's for sure. But yeah, he called me, and I'll forever be grateful for that conversation that he and I had. And then he understood the situation anyway, to be fair. In fact, he knew more about it than I did, which was quite worrying in itself. And it was just like, right, okay. And then I haven't spoken to him since. That was, let's say, tail end of February. And within 2 weeks, I got a notice from my solicitor that they pulled me from proceedings entirely personally, because they could see that it wasn't anything to do with
me. Oh, lovely.
Because you've popped smoke, and then they've gone, right, there's no point going after them. You've cut all the legal, like being chased by a parking ticket, yeah? You just paid for it, and yeah, you cut all the legal ties, you've just got out,
This is where, when, and you know, I haven't spoken to him yet, otherwise I'd be mentioning him by name if they were comfortable with it. You know, I'll be eternally grateful for what he did for me and my family, because he didn't need to do that. Like, he could have literally crushed me if he wanted to, could have bankrupted me and my family. Because again, I'm not swimming in cash. People thinking I was earning hundreds of thousands of pounds a year. I could have earned more as a rep for a wholesaler than I was earning at Premspec. And do you know what I mean? And
That was the idea. Eventually, it'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah, that was the idea. But so yeah, I do think that needs to be on a record to say that. And when it does come out, and everyone knows who it is, you know, I'll like say that company did me and my family an absolute solid.
So that happened. You're now, you've pulled the plug. You've gone in. Yeah. You've handed in your notice.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's happened after this. Tell us. So just from my perspective, because obviously I was entwined in this situation to a certain extent. I was talking to Jay a million times a week with the orders and stuff like that. We had loads going on. So when I found out, it was a bit of a shocker that you was leaving. Tell us why you left. Tell us what the plan was. And what has happened to Verso in the meantime?
Well, so my initial plan when I left was for no other reason than I need to leave now. I didn't have the time to plan it as I'd have liked to, but I had to leave when I had to leave. The factory had made us aware, made me aware back end of last year, sort of December, January time, that they were concerned with the Premspec situation as it is anyway, and the link to that with their reputation because of this ongoing situation, which they'd been made aware of. I spoke to Paul, who obviously I've worked really close with over the last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, said, look, I'm leaving. This is what I do. This is what I love. Let's have a chat, basically. Paul did more than that. So the Versa product that Premspec had is obviously theirs. They can distribute that, which they were doing. Then Paul decided that he was going to support us. He's us now, because Jay's here. But at the time, it was just me.
So
Paul
is the owner of the factory in China.
Correct.
So they are now backing you as a company. You are now in a partnership with that good Chinese money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
that good large economy money, boy.
Yeah, it's actually slightly more than a partnership. It's we're actually vertically integrated. So they owned.
That's the one I don't understand.
Vertically integrated. It's massive, right? You usually have to be doing in the realms of billions when it comes to turnover to have that sort of partnership, especially with Chinese factory. So there is no distance between us and them, basically. So it allows us an awful lot more scope for growth. Like, Sam, you experience it loads. How many times you called Jay about stock? It was just...
Bruv, in the end, it was so unbearable with stock. I had people like poor Mark Allison waited nearly 2 months for stock.
He did, bless him. I remember he was texting me as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
And so the whole thing... in the end was just unmanageable. You couldn't get stock. I couldn't get stock. It literally ruined the website, the Electricians Podcast website.
And let's be straight, yeah, we're not... people probably spot there was a bit of a wobble on, yeah? But the chat's there now. If anyone's got a problem with the product, they can put it in there now. We'll read it, yeah? But it was just, we was wobbly, weren't we? Because you couldn't get the stock. That was the issue, was having run it a lot of the time. So that's what
Couldn't fund the growth. I mean, when you take...
Things were going off. Oh, sorry.
No, it was one of them. So when we launched that product back in 2021, we did it with a 70 grand bounce back loan, right? And we turned that into a multi-million pound turnover situation. So to fund that growth, I mean, the way Jay managed that was incredible. The fact that we were able to do what we did, like I said, with the infrastructure and the financing and the financial support that was there, it was absolutely mind-blowing. But that's why this situation now with the factory, where we don't have to pull the money in to pay the money up front to get the stock in. It's as simple of whatever I sell this month goes on a list out to the factory.
Is it now? Because you're vertically integrated. That that's never going to end now. Because you're vertically integrated. Tell me if I'm simple on this wrong. Yeah, they send you the stuff, you distribute it. They just keep sending it to you as you request it. You pay them for it.
Correct.
It's vertically integrated.
Exactly. So exactly that. So they're banking on us being successful here, and that's how they get paid out.
And while we're on this backwards compatibility,
it's the same product.
It's the same product.
There we go. Yeah, I'm product. Sure everyone's thinking
it's exactly the same. So the product is patented by the factory. The product is the factory's. It's not anyone else's. It's the factory's. The trademark is mine. Okay. The Verso trademark is mine. They were married together. Right? They were married together. They were imported and distributed by PremSpec. Okay, because that was what we pitched in. Okay. But I could have taken that product with its vertical integration of trademark and product to any other importer, right? And like, for example, like a Niglon or a Skolmore or whoever's importing product, and gone, would you be interested in launching my Verso board with the factory? And in hindsight, had I known that letter that was kind of come down at the beginning of January, that's what I would have done, right? But
it's the same as anyone. You had to buy it to sell it, but now you don't have to buy it to sell it. Is that a fair comment? A bit more technical than that, but you're going to get it to sell. So you're going to,
So yeah, I want to address the elephant in the room, which is that hoodie, the Navitas hoodie. Well, we're going to get onto that in a bit. What I want to talk about fucking actually hoodie as well. Because I was speaking to Will all the way along this. I didn't even listen. I was speaking to Will all the way along this process, and I know that Will had left, but Jay was still at PremSpec. Let's talk about your time and how you got extracted from PremSpec.
Yeah, so I'd had a conversation with Will, I think it was just before the new year, and he'd basically mentioned his intentions, but nothing had been finalised. So then anyway, February rolls around, and a couple of weeks before, he goes, you know what, Jay, I think I'm going to leave. He briefly explained the reasons, and I said, all right, no drama at all. He did mention that, you know, if there's something in the pipeline later on, I start something up later, would you be interested? My stance on it at the time was, well, look, you know, I've been here for, it would have been 5 years by that time. I've been here for 5 years. Let me see how this goes. It's February now, so give it 6 months. So August time. If everything's hunky-dory, everything's still moving, then I don't see any reason for me to leave. However, if everything's gone down the pan, then, you know, I'll consider your offer. So long story short, after Will's left, or after Will's handed me this notice, I've gone up to management. Management have basically explained, look, this is what we want to do. William's left. So the main aim at the moment is customer retention, making sure customers stay on side. And then we'll look at, you know, what the next long-term strategy is. Fine. No issue at all. So then my thing is, right, I get on to customers, existing customers, just explain the situation.
Just stop you there a sec, Jay.
Yeah.
How's that, mate? How's that like, you know, your boy's out there building a business, you're charged with keeping him from building his business, but you took boys.
Mate, it was always fair and love in business, though, isn't it? Like,
No.
You got to understand. Bro. You got to understand. The reason I had to go was because of that directorship, right? Mm. Now Jay had a prime opportunity there. Okay, there were others. There's other product. There's other factories and everything else. And that was all lined up before I left. I didn't want I didn't want any bad to happen to Prem. So you spent 11 years of your life building something. You got a bunch of staff there you care about because we were a small team, right? It's like it was like a work family, right? They're all giving everything. It's me that's got to go. It's my decision, right? I've built something from nothing before. I'm absolutely happy to go do it again. Obviously, knowing I've got this support anyway, it wasn't going to be the same sort of story. That doesn't mean Jay gets, you know, he could have taken that, and if they'd looked after him and the staff there, then and they'd have gone on to do their own thing. I can be happy for him doing something else. I'd still smash him in the market, but.
But go on, Jay. So you're there. You're trying to pick up the reins from Will. That's a tough job.
Mate, it was, to be fair. And then again, so that the main issue that we had, myself and the existing members of, well, the remaining, sorry, members of staff, is that Verso is a brand, fine, which is recognised in the market, but Will's face is heavily attached to that Verso brand. So then Will...
anyway, is it vertically integrated into that brand?
It is indeed. So initially it's all right, and then all of a sudden Will posts on social media. So I think Will post on LinkedIn a couple of weeks later, and that's when shit hits the fan. So now instead of me calling customers are calling me going, hang on a minute, what's going on here? We have external agents who represent us in regions in the UK calling us going, the market has changed. Competitors are now going in to our existing customers and offering crazy cleanses. Like, yeah, we'll cleanse out all your Verso product. Take us in. So now I'm dealing with that.
Oh, is that what it is? That's a new word, that. They'll literally buy that stock. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's a cleanse. We'll buy it off you so you don't lose any. That's a new one on me. I've never heard
everyone, because I mean, you guys know this, Sam, you know, it's because I chewed your ears off. Everyone thought because I'd quit my job, that was it. Company's bust. The brand's bust. Everything's bust. So, and yeah, that happened in the space of 48 hours.
I never knew that. So they'll literally give you stock price for that stock, get rid of it for you, and then replace it with their own for you to sell.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's ruthless. That's ruthless. It is. Business, it is. Isn't it, that?
But to be fair,
we've been doing it for years.
So they're doing that now. So they're doing stock cleanses. I think I heard, I can't remember who told me, but they're offering our existing customers who they know spend a lot of money with us, they're offering them out nights in Old Trafford, like VIP events at Man United, this, that, and the other. All of that in order to get these customers to move over, because now is the perfect opportunity. So
I've got a couple of breakers up here if anyone wants to give me an hour of traffic. I'll swap that shit. I'll swap that. No problem. I've got a bit of stock downstairs, I have.
Well, this is it. So I've got all of that. And then I'm thinking, all right, no drama at all. It's one of those where it's just going to be intense for a moment. We will get through it. We'll muddy through the storm. It'll be fine. No issue at all. What I then don't expect is I get sideswiped. So management then decides, right, okay, Will's left, but there has to be a reason. So as far as I'm aware, Will's explained his reasons to management. Look, private life, this is affecting me, the legal complications, yada, yada, yada. Management don't buy into it. They feel that something underhanded has happened, and they're adamant that they're going to find out. Right, okay, so I'm thinking, okay, they're doing their own investigation. It's nothing to do with me. My job is customer retention, and trying to get Prem's back to a level where it's sustainable, income's coming in, everything's hunky-dory. What I then get dragged in due to my affiliation with Will is I get calls from management on a daily basis, but I'm expecting calls about how sales, how stock, what's going on, what's
business, in, business yeah. shit.
Exactly that. And then all of a sudden I'm getting calls like, did you know that Will took his mobile number off the business contracts? No, I didn't. Oh, right. Okay, cool. Did you know this about the website? No, I didn't. There's a shared folder, which from time to time, I delete all the contents out. I did it. And management called me going, this shared folder has been deleted. The content's been deleted. Okay, I deleted it. No, it was Will. No, mate, I deleted it. You sure? You sure it wasn't Will? Yes, I'm 100% sure, because I remember where I was.
I've never had access to it.
This strikes me as typical management, and not say specifically, but just typical management panic.
Yeah.
This is typical management panicking. It went to all these business.
Honestly, it was getting ridiculous to the point where, he must be accessing the system. What the fuck for?
Like, what you're saying is,
you left for what?
Mate, you left quite cleanly. Sorts,
mate,
you did a
mate. I did it.
As, you do a like, clean well,
I got
leave.
I got solicitors to do it for me, right? So, the amount of fucking nonsense, I'm going to be honest, right? I've had to deal with from the way all the news hit the social media sphere, which obviously, again, Sam, sorry about blowing your ears up on that one. And great advice, by the way, thank you. And to the accusations of, as Jay politely calls them, management. Some of the shit I've heard. So one, apparently we've stolen £250,000 worth of stock. That's how we started our business. Don't know what the fuck in. £250,000 of a stock is a 40-foot container. I mean, I don't have a spare one lying around the garden, and Jay lives in a flat.
It's not just that.
So
the reality of £250,000 worth of stock is that really wouldn't last you very long. No, if you were distributing to your old customer base,
it wouldn't be worth it. You'd have to be a mechanism of even doing that, which there obviously wasn't. The fact that we were apparently parking off outside the building to log into the system to get all this information, which is absolutely nuts. Here's a hilarious bit. I said, saying to Jez, like, why would we hack a system? Like, customer names, don't worry, we know them. Right?
Yeah.
Cost prices, don't worry, we know them. Sale prices, don't worry, we know them. Their stock levels, couldn't give a fuck. Like,
when I was in sales I'd done sales when I left school the first time. Was when I left college the first time, I was doing sales. And one of the things is, I had this great, he was a dickhead, but he was very good at what he'd done in terms of teaching people how to do sales. So what you'd done is you created your Excel spreadsheet with all your customers on there, all your contacts, and all the information, the notes you make in your Excel spreadsheet.
So like your own CRM.
We used to call it the pot of gold. And every night, he said, you take that, you save it, and you send it. You send it to your own email address. Because when you leave with your customers.
Yours.
That's just basics. That's not underhand. You're just, not stealing anyone's property. You're not doing any of that.
Sam, we've got such close relationship with our customers, right? I have all their numbers.
Exactly.
And if I didn't know their number, I would. They're wholesalers, right? I just Google it.
I don't know if you know, Lash, I'll let you know, there's a thing called the internet. You
can use the internet. Honestly, it's mind-blowing. But again, one thing, and until this podcast went live an hour ago, well, half hour ago or whatever, that no one knew was our relationship with the factory, which is why I think their brains went, they couldn't figure out how we were doing it. So they immediately then went to, you must have stole our stock. Mate, you didn't have any stock to steal.
Yeah, well, this is it. I was like, 250... No wonder you had no stock. You nicked it all.
Mate, we'd sold it all. It was ridiculous.
Go and give it to Mark Allison. He needs it.
Mark
and Azuri Electrical, Libby. Packed. He needs it all.
We got, I'll be honest with you, right now we're sat on £1.4 million worth of stock.
Which, in your wildest dreams, you couldn't get at PremSpec.
Mate,
you didn't have the funds to do that.
That's it. The most we ever had at PremSpec would have been about 350, 400 grand.
But just
on
quickly,
that segue, then, what's happening? Come on, we're all waiting to know. These sports want to buy this. Sorry, I don't know.
So,
So
you've got 1.4 million. Jay.
Yeah.
How did you get out?
Well, this is it. Like I said before, the plan was to stay at least until August and see how the situation panned out. I think ultimately that decision was made for me. So long story short, right? Oh yeah, well, obviously you know the story. So the week before I left, I'd been ill all week. Like, to paint a picture for you, small office room. That's where we all worked. I had three heaters on in there, all at 30 degrees, and I was still at lukewarm temperature. I just couldn't get warm whatsoever. So the Wednesday afternoon, I said to the guys in the office, "Look, I'm going to have to leave." So they were like, yeah, fine, no worries at all. Thursday morning, I sent an email to management saying, look, I'm ill. I tell you what, I'll take off Thursday and Friday and I'll catch you back on Monday. So
you got a bad back, have you, for moving all that stock?
Yeah, got so, deliveries to make.
Yeah, so I said, I'm ill. So management tries to contact me on Thursday. I don't answer because I'm ill. Friday, they try and contact me. I'm still ill, so I'm not answering. So anyway, I come in on Monday, sit down. I can't access my system. So the general manager, well, the manager now, he comes in, and his words, not mine, he said, oh, mate, I thought you fucked off. I said, fucked off where? He goes, oh, well, management can get hold of you, so we thought you'd gone and joined Will wherever he is, so we just blocked your access.
So they're on tent rocks for that. They was clearly ready for that. They was waiting for that, weren't they?
Exactly. It was all
fired up just in case.
Exactly that. So he's blocked the access. So I said, all right, I tell you what, I'll speak to management. He goes, right, speak to management, tell them the situation, i.e. you're ill, you haven't got back to them, and I'll get the access authorized again. So I message management and say, look, give me a shout when you're in. Management calls me about 10:45. I said to them, look, my access has been taken. What's going on? Oh, well, I thought, you know, you'd gone off with this, that, and the other. I thought you'd gone with... I said, I tell you what, before we end up on bad terms, keep the job. This isn't for me. I'll stay until Thursday, because if you remember, last week of March was a bank holiday. So I said, I'll stay till Thursday, and then you guys can do whatever. So anyway, when I spoke to management, the gentleman said to me, I tell you what, I'm coming down on Tuesday. We'll leave things how it is, and we'll talk on Tuesday. So, all right, no drama at all, because this was the Monday. So what he meant by that is, in terms of your access, yeah, it's not being granted. So I'm like, right, okay, no drama.
What are you going to do?
So this is it. This is where it gets even better.
Raid the clicks machine.
Yeah, well, this is it. This is where it gets better, Sam, because he calls me later on that day and goes to me, oh, you've had a few back orders in today. I said, yeah. He goes, oh, sales must be good. I don't know, mate. I can't see the system. So how the fuck would I know?
So, I keep trying to ring you. Why aren't you answering? Because you've cut my phone off.
Do you know what I would have done? I'd have been like, now I need £51,000 worth of stock. Gone and got a trolley and walked around. Supermarket sweep.
Yeah, well, this is it.
Stop, Sam. But, take the pens and pencils.
Why is Jay driving down the road on the forklift?
But yeah, so that's the state of play. So anyway, he tells me that. I tell him, I can't see the system, mate. He goes, oh, leave it. And that's it. He just mumbles off, talks about something else, and then that's it. The conversation ends. So
Jamie, take control.
Oh, right. So yeah, sorry,
Sam needs a wee, I think. To our audience, Sam's run off probably for a wee.
Yeah. So yeah, just continue, Jamie. So the only reason I actually got access back to the system is because the manager now, who's in place now, he was like, mate, I need someone else on the system. If I give you a temporary access. He didn't know what he was doing. So he was like, I need someone to help me on this. So I said, yeah, no drama at all. Otherwise, I would not have had access. Well, I wouldn't have had access before
to
I
just
left.
Do your job, to just do your normal job.
Well, exactly that.
Which is insane.
Exactly. So,
no, none of you got, it just forced you out. There's just things going to force you out. How's your wee, Sam? Right. But what we want to get, you're out, Will's out now. Nah. People in the chat are going, come on, what's the future? That's what they want to know. Because, like, we've all the people who sponsor this podcast and we dealt with on a personal level, haven't we? And we didn't ask you on or demand you on. You came on now to set the straight among the 200 people that are sat in here now. So we ought to move on to that, really, I suppose. Tell us where it's all going. Am I going to get an RCD from a fuse board still? It's all backwards compatibility is there.
It's the same product. It's the same product in the same box. Navitas is basically replacing.
You haven't done that bit. Well, you've told us, but you need to start from the beginning then. Like, to someone who don't know, tell us what the crack is, because you just referenced that name, but most people won't know. So give it your big.
Navitas is the company that is vertically integrated with the factory. Okay, Navitas is what our company is called. We used to work for Premispec. Now we work for Navitas. As they work for, we own Navitas in partnership with the factory. Okay, so rather than wait for another 25 years for a promise that's never happening, we now have made that promise come true for ourselves with the factory basically supporting us. So Navitas distributes Verso product. Well, let me be very clear. Verso circuit protection, nothing else. Verso circuit protection into the UK through the same wholesale channels you always bought it from, and any new ones that want to come on board.
Let me ask you this. So the company's called Navitas. Mm-hmm. What's the breaker saying it when I buy it?
Verso.
What? And the box says Verso.
The same box, same breaker.
Right, so there's none of this, like, oh, can I put that in this board? It's all Verso, but the company's exactly called the your company that distributes it. It's called Navitas, right?
Yeah.
So it's still now, Verso. That's what
it is, yeah. Now, when you see the website go live, which I was hoping to get live today, which will go live Tuesday, it's still versoelectrical.co.uk. Everything's still the same. The logo's different. The logo has adjusted to incorporate the group logo. The fonts are very similar. The colours obviously change, as you can see. They're a bit more like the Monster Energy drink. Just to make
allegedly.
A bit more like, yeah, I suppose, yeah. Allegedly. But took inspiration
Everyone who's bought in, so I've got to ask these questions because people are going to ask us. So don't ask me and Sam, ask Will, he's back, yeah? Because everyone's going to ask us and right, ask Will. So you're back, you squared all the business side of it away, distribution's back on, Verso still exists, backward compatible, you're still the face of it. It's all still rolling. There's just been a pause, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was much of a pause in truth from what I understand.
It depends if you're waiting for a B-type RCBO, don't it? If you sat there waiting for a B-type RCBO, I guess there was a pause.
Possibly.
You know what I mean? If you're waiting for some of your bits kit, but they won't be now.
Yeah, and that's it. So, like, it's a whole different ball game now with a whole different level of infrastructure. And again, we, as you can see from the not so well painted walls yet, we're not quite there. The office furniture got delivered on Friday, so we now have desks. The whole setup, the building, the stock levels, absolutely everything is on a slightly different level, just to say the least.
You've had exciting. Like a massive boost of infrastructure, so you're no longer trying to play with the big boys. You are the big boys now.
Yeah, basically, if we don't, I mean, the Paul's no, like, he's no, it's like 143 million turnover a year across 53 countries. He's got relationships like this in multiple countries, including South Africa, where they are now only second to Schneider. And they built up from a relationship just like this, which had zero customers, to that sort of levels in 10 years. So the guy knows what he's doing. He knows how to make great products. He's finalizing the design for the three phase as we speak, so we can launch that after the summer for the 125 amp version. He's hell bent on making the best product in the market. So if we screw up, it's definitely on us.
One thing I know, I just want to clarify. Yeah, how much have you paid us to come on tonight?
£6,000 each.
I wish. You know how happy I'd be.
This has got a rehearsal, Will.
I'd be so happy.
How much are you paid? What did this cost you?
Nothing.
This is not like, say, people are asking, and they've been asking us, and this is, we're getting the floor to come on and straighten up, which, as you can see, it's a complicated situation because it took us almost an hour. But yeah, there's no money changed answer for this podcast, just so everyone's aware.
No.
This is, we'll straighten it out with all the people that have supported him so that you can ask him, not us now, what's going on.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I think it's a good story. I think it's good, man. What I like about it is the fact that you're so customer-facing with this. Yes, you've had to bury your head in the sand for a little bit to get the transition done so you can have this conversation. And I think the powerful thing about it is the fact that we are here now, aren't we? We can have this conversation. You've got this massive infrastructure. You've got this giant machine behind you. Literally, your job is to aim at the British market and just fire out Verso fuse boards. That is literally all you've got to do now, because you've got a great product. You've got the backing. You've got the infrastructure. You've got the stock, finally. There's no turning back now, is there?
No, I think we got
the chat's happy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Most importantly, Paul Cook, who's not stopped asking because he used your girl time, is happy. So Paul will stop from the chat, won't you, Paul, and ask us what's going on. So that's the weight off our shoulders for every weekly show.
Yeah, there's a few things.
People are asking about the Verso wiring accessories.
Yeah, so they will have to change the name of that. I don't know what to. that's not nothing to do with us anymore. So
flip it back a bit, just so everyone knows. Yeah, the fuse boards aren't made in the same factories. The accessories are, they're different products. Just because people
don't understand different they're not. Yeah, yeah.
They're not the same till we land in the UK, was there?
No. So all that was all it was is that I licensed that trademark to the wiring accessories factory, so they could use it for because they didn't just sell that product to Premspec. To be fair, they sold it in other countries as well for that brand. So that was again. But they are still supporting Premspec as far as I'm aware, and probably a load of other people as well. So that product is widely available. This won't have the Verso name on it going forward. Well, it better not anyway.
So let's take a few questions from the chat. So can we get a whole board? Yes, you can. That's quite obvious. What products have they got in the horizon to bring to market?
We've just launched, we will be now, everyone knows we're back as of tomorrow. We'll be launching our 4MX, which is the little EV unit, which everyone's asking for, which is a 100 amp incomer with your SPD kit and two usable waves. And then with our mini RCBOs, you can use that for your EV charges. Just don't fit it outside.
Azuri Electrical, the legend that is Libo. Three phase date?
We're aiming for I'm saying September to be safe. I'm hoping I'll have it in my hands in August. But I've learned my lesson.
Is that moving faster for you now, Will? Because you talked about that. Is that now going to be faster happening? It's not got anyone in the middle. It's just, you've got to get
exactly
it
that. Exactly. And because we don't have to worry about funding it, right? So that's the big difference. So if the product had been ready in January, at Premspec, we didn't have the money to bring it in. So it would have stayed there until we could have somehow got the coffers together to, either borrow the money from the bank or whatever it would have been to try and get that product in.
Because a lot of people don't know is if you're dealing with a Chinese company, Chinese manufacturers, you have to pay the full amount before they even ship it.
Yeah.
And there's a minimum order quantity.
Unless you're vertically integrated.
So your MOQ is like, it's probably like 1,000 pieces or something, isn't it?
It's huge. On some lines, it's stupid. Like that's why, when we sat down and looked at this, me and my old man, it was like, the wiring accessories are stupid. 147 line items. And then you have to import like 400 six-gang switches. You sat there until I turned grey.
We literally spoke about this last time. If people are going back and watch, I literally talked about our accessories. So you've got to buy 1,000 architrave switches. And I think you said, we're still on the original order. We still got the original stock from the original order. But obviously with breakers and circuit protection, I'm guessing everything moves. There are going to be slower lines, but everything moves a little bit more faster. Is that a fair comment?
Yes, yeah.
There's
but
no
also
architrave
because...
switch.
No, there's not. It's a lot smaller profile for sure, which for us is perfect because we know what we sell well, so we spread that stock thick, if that makes sense. So we've got 2,500 12-way boards with Surge just sat there.
The pricing's going to be the same.
Yeah. It should. In fact, I mean, wholesalers will kill me for telling them this. But we've managed to actually reduce their bulk rates because normally what we had to do before was they had to order quite sizable quantities. Some would order 500, some would order 1,000 at a time to get, so we could save money on the consignment shipping. So we would basically knock that off so they get a cheaper rate. We now can do that at like quantities of 100. So again, because of the support from the factory, see, so they can be more aggressive as well with pricing. Yeah, for sure.
Bidirectional, the bidirectional date. When's that coming?
I'll be honest with you. We were developing a dual buzz bar system. Okay. So I had a dual buzz bar system in design for about 18 months. I last spoke to Paul about that before Christmas. And that what we'd ordered, our mini RCBO, we basically redeveloped it to be bidirectional, but we're going to put it on this new system. Then I saw what happened at SBS. And I personally think one of the things they struggle with, even though I think that dual buzz bar system is awesome, it's just so much easier for sparks. Mm. It's straight down a buzz bar, blah, 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 blah. You've done no neutral flies in there. I think it's a fantastic kit. The arse of it is you have to then retool the whole range, which is fine. But let's say you need to put something on temporary power. Then it becomes a bit of an arse. Okay, so if you go to someone's house and they have an SBS board and it's 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, you're not going to be getting an SBS breaker that evening. Do you know what I mean? Or even if it was sold in a wholesaler locally, you would have to hope that local wholesaler has that specific type of dual buzz bar system device. So they couldn't put something on an MCB, for example, to give someone power during the evening. And I think little things like that put people off. So I've gone back.
So just
not
more
gone back
traditional,
to Dornville,
traditional. It's just going stick, yeah, stick so with I, more I, traditional, buzz bar-y, breakery.
Yeah, so
sort of
I actually think the uniqueness of that situation actually creates a bit that nicheness of it. I think is maybe an Achilles heel of the design. So what we've done is we've now gone back to the future, and we're going to basically just re-engineer that mini RCBO that's just is buzz bar fed and just turn that
Dave
into a
that system. He loved that board, and it was like you said, you admit it's a good system, but it just feels a bit golden handcuffy, you know what I mean? And that's that, not saying the product's bad, it's not a good system to use, but it does feel a bit like golden handcuffy, like, oh, you're tying you
the thing is because there's no way of kind of butchering it to work without that system, do you know what I mean? And then if you were someone like, I'll throw their name out there, someone like Fusebox that is stocked everywhere, it's not really a hardship. But because it's a unique system, and if we launched it tomorrow, we wouldn't be in every wholesaler. And you know, chances are you wouldn't get it till the next day. You're not going to have a spare brake on a van if you don't usually fit our gear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It creates,
it's
like
got
you
legs
say,
it for,
creates
it's got legs for every manufacturer. It's got legs for every manufacturer. It could be a good school for the future, but it's got to have like a mass adoption. Everyone says, oh, this is better. Like,
yeah.
Can't you buy out the SBS design?
Don't have to. It's not patented.
There you go. Right, just to put this out there, the electricianspod.shop, as much as I enjoyed it and I would like to do it, there's no plans to bring that back on my part at the moment. There's no plans to bring that back. So I won't be dealing with that really going forward. The good news is, though, Will, tell them about the discount code.
Well, the good news is when the site drops on Tuesday, you will be able to get all your Verso gear from Verso Electrical at Code UK, Code UK, and
where
get 20%
from,
off lads? Using. Oh, I don't know. 20% off using Elipod 20.
So Elipod 20 will be your discount code. That'll get you 20% off. You'll be able to buy the stuff direct from Will. Rather than through me, which means it takes out the middleman and I don't have to have the headache of it.
Yeah, you can shout at Jay instead.
Yeah.
So there should be no reason for anyone that's invested in Verso or you two as people, which because you've been out there on social media, there should be no reason for anyone, apart from the slight delay in supply, to have any issues with the products they've previously bought. And you're still out there doing your thing, being the only approachable piece on social media, which we buy into on this show. Like, we don't deal with anyone, we don't deal with on a personal level. And that's
this
why
is true.
You will see the boxes, James. The boxes are going to start looking like this rather than the blue and black
that
you
kind
used
of monster
to.
You've got there.
It could be, couldn't it?
But yeah, is that a uni light?
You say that, right?
Don't do this.
Honestly, when I finalized at the time, right, I didn't have an office, so I was working at my garage, right? I was doing all the designs and working backwards with the factory and stuff. And I thought, yeah, I love this, really like it. You're going to see this stuff from space, like some of the point of sale stuff, the merch got coming out nuts. And I thought to myself, it does look familiar, you know. And was it Jay? Did I send it to you? No, Sam, I sent it to you, didn't I? I think I sent it to you. And he was like, that looks like Unilight. And I had a fucking Unilight giveaway because from our podcast, they gave us a floodlight to give away. And I'm looking at it and thinking, oh, fuck, you know what? That does look. And ours is green, theirs is yellow. So bless him, I picked up the phone to Alex and I was like, oh, look, mate, just quick heads up, sent him the logos and stuff. And fair play, he was absolutely diamond about it, actually giving me some advice on the logo and help and stuff, and he's been really supportive. And so I did make sure everyone was okay with it before we did it. But yeah, it's green, not yellow, just to put it out there.
To be fair, you'd make a different product, unlike Luseco Light, who have blatantly ripped off their torches.
And
if you're listening, Alex, they're taking a piss out of you. I'd sue him into the ground.
Oh, he was fuming. To be fair, the only thing is that Luseco, it's like a snot green, isn't it?
It's like a it's not quite the colour.
No,
I thought it all looked like shit, to be honest. Allegedly, we're going to get involved in my bag.
The bottom line is, Verso are booming now. You are a big player now. No more No more dribs and drabs. You're vertically integrated, and you're a big player now. And so it's going to be
pretty awesome to watch
your success coming over the next couple of years. And the good thing is, I expect it will probably get less, but your ability and your forwardness about being able to come on a podcast like this when there's an issue and have the conversation, I think stands you in good stead amongst electricians. And this is something a few of the other companies that we've recently been not having beef with, but recently we've called out on the podcast.
Which is everyone.
There's a lot of these companies that won't go and face the electricians. They'd rather just like blame the electricians. Like My Energy, they've had a few problems with throwing electricians under the bus to customers, but no one will come forward and have that conversation on a podcast and answer the questions live. I can't imagine there's going to be a time where you go, no, I ain't doing that. I just can't face them.
As soon as you've got all your ducks in the row, you've come on and explained yourself, haven't you? I don't think we could have done
sooner.
Yeah,
there was some things.
As soon as you're ready,
you've
come on and straightened it up.
To be fair, we've actually come on sooner than we'd planned to be able to. We were going to plan on doing this beginning
almost
of May,
a month early.
Yeah. So, but we had to get certain things lined up. We had to protect ourselves legally, obviously, because of the accusations and everything that's being made. We've obviously had that.
That's me every week, mate.
Yeah, but
I know you feel every week.
It was ridiculous. So we had to sort that out. Like I say, this news came down from the other case that cleared me. That came through. So there's a lot of things that had to get sorted out. There's staff involved because a lot of people did not want to stay there after I left. So you know, we had to make room to make sure we could afford to bring staff across. Obviously, get Jay set up. There was loads, absolute loads to get done.
I do think
we still haven't got paint on the wall yet. So
no, but I do think the difference between what you're doing and what's going on at the moment in the industry, there's a lot of issues going in the industry, and no one from the companies is coming forward and saying anything. They're just like hoping it just blows over. Like, and I think you've come out, you've had this conversation. If in the future there's issues around Navitas/Verso, I'm sure you'll come out and have that conversation, because that holds you in great stead amongst the other companies. I really do think that it's a superpower of yours that you're doing this. And that's without sounding like I'm kissing your ass. It's appreciated. It's certainly appreciated from my point of view. I'll tell you what, Sam, I'll be honest.
And I think I never realized that, because it's just always how I've been brought up like that, right? Mm. But when shit hit the fan for me and I had to just drop the keys and walk out, the amount of people that I don't really know, you know, or that I've spoken to when they've had a problem or a question or whatever it might be, but then took the time to contact me on social media, send me a text message. I'm not going to name you all, because one, there was loads of you. And it was incredible. That I know I had that little spat with a particular person, but like, and fair play, even he apologized. But like, the support was absolutely nuts, and everyone's been on me since. But like, you know, what are you guys doing? I hope you're okay. That was the big one. Like, a lot of people messaged me, competitors, customers, and the social media were just nothing about this, that, and the other. Just, are you okay? And when you're going through it, and I really went through it, I'm not gonna lie. That's huge. So I owe a massive thank you to everyone for that. So the least I can do is always make sure I'm customer facing.
There's a lot to be said for that. And there's a lot that these people running these companies that aren't answering the questions of the Sparks, aren't reaching back out to the community that built them up. I think there's a lot to be said for that. And there's a lot to be learned from your example. I think it's powerful. I really enjoy it. And I think I'm quite proud to be a part of this journey.
It's getting embarrassing for some companies as well. Like, we will go out now. Like, we've got more professional lately, and we are going out now and saying, look, blah, 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 blah. Do you want to respond to this? And just get told, no, we don't. I'm like, all right, don't respond. I'm sure Sparks will get wise to people they can deal with. Like, when we take on people, like when we took on Chevron, we dealt with them with these real people that we could deal with. You guys can't, real people can deal with. Sparks is going to get wise.
Do you think that's an age thing?
Thing to do.
No.
Do you think that's an age thing?
No, it's a character thing.
I think it's just a social media thing. Like, I want to deal with a real person. And I think if someone brings
that's,
you
that's
process,
what I mean.
I've had a problem with that's the body on board, you'll deal with it.
Yeah, think, of course, but that's what I mean. Is that an age thing? Because a lot of these companies, well, a lot, you say that, right? I'm the youngest that I'm aware of. I might be wrong now because I'm getting older. But the young, even at PremSpec, I was the youngest MD of a company doing what we did in the industry. And I'm probably not, even though 11 years later, I'm probably still one of the youngest ones. I mean, Jay, when we go to the wholesaler events and this, that, and the other, we are
the youngest,
The youngest, you know, a lot of their reps are our age. But, you know, we've got a decade in this. And it's just like...
They're stuck in years and years of fucking... That's my point. Whereas you're faster
that's
paced.
My point.
You can respond to someone on social media. I imagine I've seen you do it on the day, if not in the week. Whereas they're like, you go to X brand and go, there's a problem with your thing, do you reckon? And they go, oh, no. Like, you put a firmware update, I'm not mentioning EV charge, you put a firmware update, 10 people have come to me and said, it's bricked their remote devices. And you got a response and they go, no. Like, oh, and don't respond to us. We only get 2,000 people. 2,000 Sparkies watches a month. Don't respond to us. We can't make you, but word gets round. Like, who's looking at people and who's not? It doesn't take a lot.
I think it's a lot of credibility. And I know personally from the conversations we've had, one of the things that we've been worried about for you guys is, you know, when SBS went down, they went down at a very unfortunate time for you because people likened the fact that SBS had gone down, Verso had gone down. Oh, these micro brands, they're so shit. They're just coming down the pan all the time. And it really wasn't the case. That was just a coincidence that really could have done without happening. And...
I didn't actually know it happened. Period. I didn't actually know that happened to SBS until I'd left because of the shitstorm that it created afterwards.
The problem is you don't listen because you didn't know you'd gone bust till Artisan told you. Oh, that's a good one. Good night.
Hey, look, I've got no problem with Jordan. Like, I was angry at the time, and he knew
people
that.
People reading between
since.
The lines, in it.
Yeah. He's reached out since, and like, even on the video I put
SBS. I'll be fair, SBS. You know how many bad words I've heard anyone say about them? Not a fucking sausage. There was nothing wrong with the product. It was a good little system. It's incompatible with you, but no one had a bad thing to say about it. I just think they couldn't shift enough of it, and that's what.
I think from what I understand as well, they just weren't available in any wholesalers. So I think it was a very much an A and B relationship sort of thing, like us to them, and that's kind of it. So that you're always going to struggle.
One of the things, model probably don't work, but yeah.
Mm. One of the things that we've had a lot of conversations about, and a few people might have said it in the chat, is coverage. You got like big plans for coverage in the UK, because at the moment there's no one in Kent really popping out.
There was a lot of reasons we struggled with coverage, right, at Verso initially, right? The two biggest ones by far. One was stock. You can't sell something you don't have.
No.
Right. So we could only take on so many new customers every quarter based on the amount of stock we had coming in. Otherwise you'd run out for the customers that already support you. And then you're screwed, isn't it? Is it a very bad move? Oh, sorry, I can't sell it to you, Mr. Wholesaler, because I sold your gear to him. Like, okay, then now you've lost two customers, right? So that was a problem. And the other problem, of course, which without getting into too much depth, is the politics behind it. So the guy who owned PremSpec also owns a lot of other electrical wholesalers. Wholesalers don't like buying from wholesalers. Okay, no. So we politically, there were people that wouldn't work with us because of who owned the company. It had nothing to do with the brand, the product, me, Jay, or anyone else, right? It was literally like the politics involved. But they had no problem working with other manufacturers because they're completely insular to, do you know what I mean? So that also now goes away because it is just, you know, me, Jay, and Paul.
There's a lot of fuckery that goes off in the wholesale level. We've asked wholesalers to come on here. We could never get a wholesaler on. We've even had trouble getting retired wholesalers on, you know, like a dish to dirt type thing. It just doesn't happen because they don't want to let go. But then we find out like about the thing.
Ask a guy called Mark Ashford.
Don't do it now, but
from ABM Stockport.
We'll try. We've always wanted wholesale on to give us like the real life wholesale, because it's a different business model that Sparks don't know about.
Huge.
They interact.
But that's
day.
The advantage I think I always had. I used to work for Edmondson, so before I started PremSpec, I worked for Edmondson. So I've been on the counter, right, when the contractors come in expecting a breaker or a coil or whatever it might be to be there, because that's what we told them. The manufacturer hasn't delivered it. Now they can't get paid on their job. They're barking at me on the... So I've had that, which is what I always used to tell our staff. Look, you've got to understand, the wholesaler's chewing your ear off because he just had a bashing on the counter from his contract. You now can't get paid because they can't finish a job. and just that kind of understanding level.
Yeah,
yeah, precisely. And I think that's also why we've also been a lot more approachable than other brands, because we've, you know, a lot of us have done that grunt work at that level and seen how it affects Sparks.
Someone in the chat says, are you doing any trade shows?
We will. So we're not. I know there's Elex in XA next week. We're too late for that because on Thursday. I don't know when the next ones are, but we've had the chat. We're going to probably do the ones after the summer, wherever they are.
August, wouldn't it? Coventry usually, isn't it?
Oh, we always do Coventry, don't we? Yeah. So we'll have to probably speak to.
I'm actually going to Coventry.
Hey, Sam, you coming? Sam, you coming back up?
Yeah, mate. I'm coming back up. I'm going to be there with you.
Yeah.
Come up on the stall. Why not?
Come
and own it.
Go on the piss.
No, we'll come up. We'll come up and we'll own that. We'll own that event. Right, I feel like we've done well tonight. I feel like we've answered all the questions. I feel like we've uncovered all of the problems.
I'm sure there's more to come.
Now, do you know what?
One thing. One thing that I've thought about. No one's asked. What about the clothes? Still points not still going. Is that dead?
Yeah, we are going to do that. But the rewards, because the way we've also done it, right? So there's a few other things that have, we're looking to shake up the industry slightly. So
vertical integrate.
Yeah, kind of. So obviously, normally you can't buy a consumer unit direct from the manufacturer, right? It's impossible because, again, the politics and behind it. Our website is a commerce website, which you obviously just alluded to with your discount code. Now, you will still probably be able to buy it cheaper if your local wholesaler is a platinum stockist or Verso product. That will probably happen, and you get credit terms. That's not something we're going to offer. But that'll help us with the coverage thing. Because of that, those reward points are also going to migrate into further discounts, free shipping, and the merch. But there's more coming. Yeah, it's going to be more coming. We've just got to get there first. We've got to paint the walls first. Once we've done that, we can get some other stuff.
We'll get the roll out tomorrow.
That's Electricians Podcast. We are out.
Adios, 206 people in the chat. Thank